श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 14 यश्च मन्युम् असुरः च हतः त्वया अद्य मोदेत साधु अपि वृश्चिक सर्प हत्या लोकाः च निर्वृतिम् इतः प्रतियन्ति सर्वे रूपं नृसिंह विभयाय जना स्मरन्ति तद्यश्च मन्युम् असुरश्च हतस्त्वयाद्य मोदेत साधुरपि वृश्चिक सर्प हत्या लोकाश्च निवृत्तिम् इतः प्रतियन्ति सर्वे रूपं सिंहविभयाय जनाः स्मरन्ति तत्यश्च मन्निमसुराश्च हतस्त्वयाद्य मोदेत साधुरपि वृश्चिक सर्प हत्या लोकाश्च निवृत्तिमितः प्रतियान्ति सर्वे रूपं नृसिंहविभाय जनाः स्मरन्ति तद्यश्च मन्युम् असुराश्च हतस्त्वयाद्य मोदेत साधुरपि वृश्चिक सर्प हत्या लोकाश्च निवृत्तिम् इतः प्रतियान्ति सर्वे रूपं सिंह विभयाय जनाः स्मरन्ति Anyone else? Word meaning. Tat, therefore. Yashchah, kindly give up. Manyim, your anger. Asurah, my father. Hiranyakashipu. The great demon. Cha, also. Hatah kill. Toya by you. Adya today. Modeta take pleasure. Sadhu api even a saintly person. Vrischika sarpahatya by killing a snake or a scorpion. Lokaha all the planets. Cha indeed. Nibritim pleasure. Itaha have achieved. Pratiyanti are waiting for pacification of your anger. Sarve all of them. Rupam this form. Nrsingha, old Lord Nrsinghadev. Vibhayaya for mitigating their fear. Janaha, all the people of the universe. Smaranti will remember. Translation and purport by Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My Lord Nrsinghadev, please therefore cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. Purport. The most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions. Hiranyakashipu was killed because he was worse than a snake or a scorpion. And therefore, everyone was happy. Now there was no need for the Lord to be angry. The devotees can always remember the form of Nrsinghadev when they are in danger. And therefore, the appearance of Nrsinghadev was not at all inauspicious. The Lord's appearance is always worshipable and auspicious for all the sane persons and devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana shailakaya chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupah kadamayam dadati sopadantikam vande aham sri guru sri juta padakamalam sri gurun vaishnambhamscha sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita sri visakhanitamscha namo om vishnu padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya
नामिनी गौरतिशयी नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। तद्यश्च मन्यम् असुरश्च हतस्त्वयाद्य मोदेत साधुरपि वृश्चिक सर्पहत्या लोकाश्च निवृतिम् इतः प्रतियान्ति सर्वे रूपम् नृसिंह विभयाय जना स्मरन्ति। माइ लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव प्लीज देयरफॉर सीज योर एंगर नाउ दैट माई फादर दैट ग्रेट डीमन Hiranyakashipu has been killed. Since even the saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of the scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. So today is also Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day. So we'll just short explanation of this verse, then we'll discuss about Gadadhar Pandit. So one time Srila Prabhupada went to meet his Guru Maharaj, his Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Mayapur, Chaitanya Math. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's residence is there still. That was in just upstairs, in first floor, or just you come from Mayapur side and enter the gate, then there is building. In that building, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's room is still there, but now they are not allowing to go there. So one time Prabhupada came to meet his Guru Maharaj, and when Prabhupada was walking on the ground, so suddenly a snake appeared very near. Any time the snake can just come toward Prabhupada and bite him. Everyone was just confused what to do. Everyone look each other. What to do? So Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur was just standing on the balcony. Then he told, kill it! Isko maar dalo. Then immediately one brahmachari took a stick and killed the snake. The snake was killed. But Prabhupada was that time thinking, how a saintly person can give order to kill a living entity, it's a snake, but still is a living. How it is? He was confused. He was not understanding. Then when later on Prabhupada read Bhagavatam and he read this verse, the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, then this particular line is written here. Modeta sadhurapi vrischika sarpa hatya. Even the saintly persons, the saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake. So Hiranyakashipu was Prabhupada writing in his purport, he is more dangerous than a scorpion or a snake. Because Niti Shastra it is said, सर्प क्रूर खड़ा क्रूर सर्पत सर्पात क्रूर तरह खड़ा मंत्र मंत्र औषधि वशत सर्प खड़ के न निवर्त है बोथ वेयर विकेड हु स्नेक और ए एनवियस पर्सन लाइक हिरण्यकशिपु बट बाय यूज ऑफ सम मेडि सम व्हाट सम रूट्स एंड सम मंत्र सम देयर इज सम प्रोसेस सो यू कैन कंट्रोल ए स्नेक बाय गिविंग सम medicine into to just smelling the snake will remain calm and quiet or by chanting some mantra you can make a snake pacified but a wicked person like Hiranyakashipu it is very difficult to control them so that's why it is more dangerous a wicked person like Hiranyakashipu is more dangerous than a snake or scorpion Shishi Gaurnitaya ki jai Shishi Radha Rasbihari Lalita Visakha ki jai सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की जय सो दैट्स व्हाई ये प्रहलाद महाराज इज हिमसेल्फ ही इज मेंशनिंग दिस पर्टिकुलर लाइन द मोदेत साधुरपि वृश्चिक सर्प हत्या इवन द ग्रेट सेंटली पर्सन्स गेट प्लीजर इन इन द किलिंग ऑफ स्कॉर्पियन और ए स्नेक बट स्नेक इन धाम इज लाइक सी ए स्नेक इन वृंदावन different whether a snake or something any living entity in Vrindavan or in Dham they are special one time in Barsana there is Radharani Radharani was in Maan she was in her sakhi mood and Krishna was trying to pacify Radharani and Radharani just walking and Krishna was following behind Radharani Radharani not listening an angry mood just walking here forward so Krishna was just just walking behind Radharani so now there was a snake he was thinking I must do something for my lord I must do some devotional service also though I am in a snake body I can also perform some devotional service so the snake from the in front of Radharani just came suddenly come and with his hood upwards just look at immediately Radharani just look behind and embrace Krishna so in this sometimes the snakes also devotees but not all snakes or scorpions like that so but Hiranyakashipu or Beno like king Beno we have read the characteristics of Beno in also in Bhagavatam so these people's they are even more dangerous or envious than a snake that's why Prahlad Maharaj is telling the great saintly persons they took pleasure by killing a snake or a scorpion so Prabhupada is writing in this purport the most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity they take pleasure in the killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions then another point Prabhupada is pointing out in his purport that the lord's pastimes are transcendental they are not like our janma karma they are just like in Gita fourth chapter 9th verse Krishna is telling janma karma chame divyam evam jo vyati tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma नैति मामेति सोर्जुन सो वे दिस दैट्स व्हाई व्हेन नृसिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज आल्सो वांट टू से दे व्हेन नृसिंहदेव अपीयर्ड हिज अपीयरेंस इज डेफिनेटली ऑस्पिशियस इज ऑस्पिशियस फॉर ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज दो इट इज वेरी फ्यूरियस इनकार्नेशन बट स्टिल हिज इनकार्नेशन इज नॉट एनीथिंग दैट इज इनऑस्पिशियस फॉर द humanity or for the living entities. So Prabhupada is mentioning that, and though Prahlad Maharaj is telling that now there is no need for Lord to angry. Though after killing Hiranyakashipu, still after killing of Hiranyakashipu, still Nrisimha Dev was in a furious mood. He was in angry mood. And he was shouting like a lion. And everyone is fearful condition. Everyone is fearing. So that's why Prabhupada Nesari, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, please be pacified. Oh Lord, there is no reason to be angry. So Nrsingadev, when there, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, the devotees, if you will get pacified, the devotees can always remember the form of your, O Nrsingadev, when they are in danger, and therefore the appearance of Nrsingadev was not all inauspicious. The Lord's appearance is always worshipped and auspicious for all sane persons and devotees. So when Lord appeared in this material world, His appearance is not like our appearance, the appearance of a conditioned soul. Krishna is telling, His appearance and His pastimes, His activities, they are all transcendental. So by simply remembering that how Lord appeared, His birth, His pastimes, His activities, so we can also deliver from the clutches of birth and death. That is Krishna is telling. Janma karma chame divyam evam javeti tattvatah, who understood it perfectly, then according to Shastra's conclusion, then after leaving this body, he will not take again birth in this material planet or in earth planet. He will return back to Godhead. Jadgatvana nivartante taddhama paramangmama. So that is the just sum total of the meaning of this verse that is Prabhupada written in his purport. So now we will discuss about Gadadhara Pandit. So in Panchatattva, there is Gadadhara Pandit. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avatarang Bhaktakhyang Namami Bhakta Saktikam. So Bhakta Rupa is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Bhakta Swarupa is Nityananda. Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram. Bhakta Avatar. Advaita Acharya. Bhakta Naradamuni or Bhakta Sakti. Gadadhara Pandit. So Gadadhara Pandit is the Bhakta Sakti. So in the Gaura Ganadash Dipika, that is Kavikarnapur Thakur is writing, that Sri Radha Prema Rupaya Pura Vrindavaneswari Sah Sri Gadadhara Gaura Vallabha Panditakshakaha. That is the Radha Prema Rupa, who is the exactly the Prema means love. That is the Radharani's love. And or the Radharani who was who was in previous incarnation in Krishna's pastime, was Pura Vrindavaneswari. Who is Vrindavaneswari? Radharani. The same personality, he appeared in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastime as Gadadhara Pandit. Sri Gadadhara Gauravallabha. He was very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he was also a great scholar, Pandita Akhyakya. He was a great scholar. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, Gadadhara Panditadi Prabhura Nija Sakti Tasavara Charane Mora Sahasra Pranati. Gadadhara Pandit and all the associates of Gadadhara Pandit, they are Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Sakti. And so I am paying my Dandavat Pranam. I am offering my full obeisances at their feet. So then it is also mentioned Sarvapan Panditya Sarakyam Te Prema Ratna Vibhusanam Madhavatmajang Bande Bande Radha Gadadharam. Sarva Panditya Sarakyam. He is the conclusion or essence of all scholarship. That is, what is the essence of all knowledge? Prema Ratna Vibhushanam. So Gadadhar Pandit was we are generally decorate our body with different ornaments, but he was decorated with Prema Ratna. Love for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or love for Krishna. And he was the son of Madhava Mishra, Madhava Atmaja. He was son of Madhava Mishra, and his mother's name was Ratnavati. Madhava Atmajan Bande, Bandyagrang, I am worshipping Gadadhar Pandit, who is non-different from Radharani. Radha, Bande Radha Gadadharam. This Gadadhar is non-different from Radharani. So one may ask question, then Radharani was in female form, why Gadadhar came in male form? He is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna. But if Gadadhar is Radharani, then why he is in male form? So Vrindavan Das Thakur is giving answer in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sanyasi ashrame nindya stri parasite bahu prayasi purusarupe janma chaitanya sahite Sri Radhanka Sorupa Sri Gadadhar Thakur Bamapase Asirahe Chaitanya Prabhur. Because in this particular Lila in Gauranga Mahaprabhu, past times, he will accept sannyas ashram. So in that particular sannyas ashram, to associate with a woman is not allowed, or it is not praised by the others. That's why in this particular incarnation, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared, bahu prayasi purusa rupe janma chaitanya se. So those were gopis, like in a Krishna's pastimes, whether it is Radharani appeared as Gadadhar Pandit, and Lalita Sakhi appeared as Swaroop Damodar, Visakha Sakhi appeared as. So that's why there's so many other, those were associates of Krishna, those were in gopi form in previous pastimes, they appeared in male form in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So that's why Gadadhar Pandit is incarnation of Radharani, and he always stay in the left side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bama Pasi Ase Rahe Chaitanya Prabhu. He always stands he stood next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in left side. Dakhine Nitai Chanda Bame Gadadhar. So in this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita also glorifying them. Panditera Gana Sabha Bhagavata Dhanya Pranavallabha Savara Sri Krishna Chaitanya. All glories unto the associates of to Gadadhar Pandit and his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Pranavallabha means they are worshipable Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everything for Gadadhar Pandit and his associates. So from the very actually, he was 6 years younger than Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in 18th February in 1486 AD. That is we are observing is Gaura Purnima. This is Phalguna Purnima, Dolo Purnima day. So Gadadhar Pandit, 6 years younger than Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he appeared in 1492, that is Beltigram in Bangladesh. So he appeared there, but later on they come to Mayapur. They were stay very close. His parents were staying very close to Jagannath Mishra's house. So from very childhood, their friendship between Gauranga and Gadadhar. And Mahaprabhu was very nutty during his childhood pastimes. He was just like Krishna in Gokul. But Gadadhar was very calm and quiet, and he was not talk any nonsense. He was not associated with any other people, those who are talking prajalpa or doing all these things. That he was mundane things. But Gadadhar Pandit, was always, I was hankering after to associate with saintly persons. Any saintly persons come to Navadvip, immediately he go there and try to do some service for him and to hear Krishna Katha from that saintly person. Even there are many stories. One time Ishwarapuri came to Navadvip Dham. Yes, who is Ishwarapuri? Spiritual master of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So immediately Gadadhar went to Ishwarapuri and pay his full dandavat pranam. And seeing the very saintly nature of this boy, Ishwarapuri also saw his mercy. And every day he was going to Ishwarapuri and serving him very nicely. And then he was also eating his remnants. Whose remnant? Ishwarapuri's remnant. He was messaging him, hearing Krishna Katha. And day and night he was staying with Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri became very pleased with Gadadhar. And Ishwarapuri wrote a book, Krishna Charita Amrita, about the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, Vrindavan pastimes. And then he was reading these books, and Gadadhar was sitting and hearing. There is so many other examples how Gadadhar was serving the saintly persons, and he was always attracted to saintly persons to serve them and hear Krishna Katha. Another saintly person one time came. His name was Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He was from Bangladesh. He was staying in Chattagrama. And he has one house in Bangladesh, one house in Navadvip. Sometimes he also used to come to Navadvip. So one time Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Bengal, and Navadvip he was staying in his house. So another associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his name was Mukunda Datta. And Mukunda Datta and Gadadhar, they are close friends. So Mukunda knows that Gadadhar Pandit always like to see the saintly person and serve them. So he gave the proposal to Gadadhar Pandit. A great saintly person came to Navadvip. Let's go and associate with him and serve him. Gadadhar became very pleased. Then he went with Mukunda Datta. But when they came in front of Pundarika Vidyanidhi, he was a grahastha, but he was wearing very costly clothes, silk clothes. He has a turban in his head, like a prince. He has a turban, and he has also ornaments in different parts of his body. But of course he has a tilak, and a kanthi. But he was chewing pan, and he was looks like a prince. And one person was from one side was doing chamar, another was doing fan to him. Fanning him, one was fanning him and one was chamar. So, and he was very looking like an materialistic person. He was chewing pan. So seeing all these things, Gadadhar Pandit was thinking, this Mukunda brought me here just for a joke. What is doing? This person is a saintly person. I have seen so many saintly persons before in Navadvip, but no one like him. Wearing a costly cloth, looks like a prince, and he is what type of saintly person is he? He is a pig dhani, one pot to just split after chewing pan. So he has something wrong within his mind came. Whose mind? Gadadhar Pandit's mind. Gadadhar Pandit was thinking, what type of saintly person here? Some bad thoughts come within her heart. So knowing the heart of Mukunda, Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda Datta was a great singer, nice singer. When Mukunda Datta sings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was dancing. So Mukunda Datta, knowing the mind of Gadadhar Pandit, he started chanting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam.
अहो बकियम स्तनकालकूटम जिम्हाशयाप्याययत् अप्यसाध्यम् लेभे गतिम् धात्र्या चिताम् ततो अन्याम् कम्बा दयालुम् शरणम् व्रजेमः.
मुकुन्द तत् वेरी नाइस चांटेड दिस वर्स. इमीडिएटली गदा आफ्टर हियरिंग दिस वर्स पुंडरिक विद्यानिधि बिकम एक्स्टैटिक. टीयर स्टार्टेड फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम हिज आईज. हिज बॉडी वॉज ट्रेम्बलिंग. ऑल द सिम्टम्स ऑफ अष्टसात्विक विकार ऑल दिस वॉज अपीयर ऑन हिज बॉडी. इमीडिएटली शाउटेड चांटिंग कम्बा दयालु शरणम व्रजेम. वेयर इज माई लॉर्ड कृष्ण 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 कृष्ण. इमीडिएटली फॉल डाउन ऑन द ग्राउंड फ्रॉम ए हाई पोजिशन. जस्ट फॉल डाउन एंड ही इज नो आउटवर्ड कॉन्शियसनेस. ही वाज कंप्लीटली मार्ज इन कृष्ण प्रेम एंड ही वाज रोलिंग ऑन द ग्राउंड एंड ऑल हिज टर्बन्स हैज गॉन. हिज क्लोथ्स आर स्मेल्ड विथ डस्ट एंड ही वाज शाउटिंग कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण. टीयर्स आर फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम हिज आई लाइक टोरेंट्स ऑफ रेन्स एंड ही वाज जस्ट शाउटिंग. सीइंग दिस कंडीशन ऑफ पुंडरिक विद्यानिधि सडनली अपीयर जस्ट सीइंग जस्ट हियरिंग ए पास्ट टाइम वर्स फ्रॉम कृष्णस पास्ट टाइम दैट हाउ दिस पुतना राक्षसी केम टू किल कृष्ण एंड स्टील कृष्ण गेव हर ए हायर पोजिशन बाय जस्ट सकिंग हर मिल्क. कृष्ण ऑल्सो सक्ड हर लाइफ हियर. कृष्ण सेंड पुतना टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड टू गोलोक वृंदावन टू बिकम ए नर्स ए असिस्टेंट टू मदर जसोदा. सो दैट्स वाई हाउ मर्सीफुल इज कृष्ण. इवन ही डिलीवर पुतना ये राक्षसी है ये डीमन लाइक दैट. सो हियरिंग दिस वर्स पुंडरिक विद्यानिधि बिकम वेरी एक्स्टैटिक एंड ही वाज जस्ट रोलिंग इन द ग्राउंड एंड नाउ गदाधर पंडित वाज थिंकिंग आई हैव डिड ए ग्रेट ऑफेंस टू दिस सेंटली पर्सन. ही डिड नॉट डिड एनी फिजिकली ही डिड नॉट एक्सप्रेस हिज आइडियाज टू एनी वन बट विद इन हिज माइंड ही वॉज जस्ट थिंकिंग लाइक दिस. स्टील गदाधर पंडित वाज स्टिल थिंकिंग दैट आई एम ए वैष्णव अपराधी. आई हैव ऑफेंडेड ए वैष्णव. सो ही एक्सप्रेस हिज आइडियाज. ही टोल्ड हिज आइडियाज टू मुकुंद दत्त. सो विद इन माई माइंड आई थॉट लाइक दैट. दिस थॉट्स कम टू विद इन माई हार्ट और विद इन माई माइंड. सो नाउ आई बिकम ए ऑफेंडर टू दिस सेंटली पर्सन पुंडरिक विद्यानिधि. व्हाट शल आई डू. हाउ कैन आई गेट रिलीफ फ्रॉम माई ऑफेंसेस. सो After consulting Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then Gadadhar Pandit decided to take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. When Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to know that Gadadhar Pandit is going to take initiation from him, he became very happy. He knows that Gadadhar is a qualified person. All the qualities of a perfect disciple is there in his character. So in this way Gadadhar Pandit get initiated from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. When Gadadhar Pandit was reading in Gangadas Pandit's school or school, both were reading together. Who? Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. And we know that when Vidyara Bilas, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was a student, he was always teaching other students. Anyone give any explanation, he will cut his explanation, he smash his explanation, he establish another explanation. For the same verse, the meaning will be different. Then even if someone, he could tell, oh, this is right, then another person told, okay, yes, this is right. Then he told, no, this is not right. He will prove this is wrong and then he establish another conclusion. So everyone just trying to avoid Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Even Nimai just go away and sitting alone and study. So one time Gadadhara Pandit was just returning from school, walking on the road, and suddenly Mahaprabhu came. He told Gadadhara, you are studying what Vyakarana and Nyaya, logic. Tell me, what is the definition of Mukti? What is the definition of Mukti? So Gadadhara, he explained it nicely, according to Shastra, how Mukti means liberation, and free from the three types of misery, Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik, and Adhidaivik classes. All these things is cheap. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu told you do not know anything. Immediately just smash his all arguments and he established his argument. The goal of life is what? Achieving Krishna Prema. Gadadhara Pandit was thinking, this Nimai Pandit is so intelligent, such an intelligent scholar. May Krishna bless him to become a devotee. Because that time he was not acting like a devotee, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was acting like a nutty, very scholarly person, and he was smashing all pandits of Navadvip. Everyone was fearful of him. So in this way, there is some relation between Gadadhara Pandit and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhara used to come to Mahaprabhu's house, to house of Sachimata also, time to time. Then when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Gaya and he got initiated from Ishwarapuri, then when he returned back to Navadvip again, then he was not like Nimai Pandit before. Now he became a great devotee and he was day and night chanting and dancing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu was not entering his house, was staying outside. And he was day and night just Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Kaha jau, kaha pau, Prajendra Nandar, Nandan. Where shall I go? And where can I find my Lord Gaurangne Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj? He was crying like anything else. So one time, he asked when Gadadhara came to his house in morning. Then he asked, Gadadhara, Gadadhara, please tell me, where is Krishna? Who was? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then Gadadhara told, Krishna is within your heart. So immediately, Mahaprabhu started tearing his heart. It's like with his nail, like Hanuman. Very fear. Some scares came, then Sachimata was very fearful. What to do now? What are you doing, my Nita? Nimai? He was just fearful. And Gadadhara Pandit, seeing this, immediately told, no, 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 Krishna is just gone out. He was in your heart, now he gone out. Immediately become calm. Who? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Oh, Krishna went out. So seeing the intelligence of Gadadhara, Sachimata told, oh Gadadhar, you are such an intelligent boy. You should always accompany my Nimai. Always stay with my Nimai. So in this way, Gaur and Gadadhar, they always stay together. They eat together. Sachimata became very affectionate to Gadadhar Pandit also. Seeing Gadadhar with Gauranga, Sachimata became very pleased. So in this way, Gadadhar Pandit was very close to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and they are always together. One time Gauranga Mahaprabhu with Gadadhar, he went to Ganges side, where Advaita Acharya was worshipping Salagram. Salagram. That Nimai was becoming young, Nimai Pandit. So Gaur or Gadadhar, they went together. And Advaita Acharya was worshipping Salagram Shila with Ganges water, or doing abhishek with Ganges water and offering tulsi and sandalwood pulp to the Salagram and praying. And every day he was meditating after to Salagram, his Easter, Krishna. He was praying and he was calling, Krishna, please come down. Who? Advaita Acharya. Please incarnate. Please come to this material. Without your you appear, it is not possible to deliver these conditioned souls from cycle of birth and death. So it's crying and curling. So every day he was meditating on his Ishta. Who? Krishna. Krishna's form. But that day when Gaur Gadadhar came and just he was, Adaita just sitting, looking towards Shalagram and offering prayer, but from backside, Gaur Gadadhar came, they're standing in backside. So Lord, when Adaita was meditating that day, in his meditation, who is coming? Gauranga Mahaprabhu is coming. Nimai Pandit is coming. So tell me, what is this? I am meditating on Krishna. Why is this? Nimai is coming in my meditation? Is this naughty boy? Why is coming in my meditation? He was trying to avoid to look that, to see the Krishna's form. Even he was trying to see other forms of Vishnu, but not appear. Only that form coming in front of him. Who? Gauranga. So he is looking, he was just surprised. What is going on? He is confused. Then something happened. He just suddenly looked back. Who? Adaita Acharya. Then he saw in the back, who was standing? Nimai, whom he is seeing in his meditation. And Gadadhar was with him. So now Adaita Acharya could understand. This is the same personality. Non-different from Krishna. Because I am meditating on Krishna and this form is coming. He is looking in front of me. Immediately, just Adaita Acharya move towards Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Shalagram is just front. He is just now look towards Mahaprabhu and whatever the things that he has accumulated like Ganges water and Tulsi, sandalwood pulp, everything. With these things, he started worshipping the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. Putting Ganga, first washing his feet, putting sandalwood pulp, like Tulsi, everything. He was offering Tulsi to feet up Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Seeing this, Gadadhar Pandit was just surprised. What is going on? Why this man is worshipping Gauranga Mahaprabhu with Tulsi to go this boy, Nimai? He was shouting, oh, what are you doing? You are such a learned person, the oldest person in Navadip. What are you doing? Why are you worshipping? This small boy, who? This Nimai Pandit, why was worshipping? And Adaita Acharya told, Gadadhar, after some time he could understand why I worship this. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu just standing as if nothing he knows. So in this way there is many sweet pastimes with Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. Chaitanya Bhagavat is describing very nicely. Always Gadadhar was with Gauranga. Even in Kaji's Kirtan, whenever Mahaprabhu go in Navar Kirtan, Gadadhar, where? He also dance. Right hand Nityananda dance and left hand Gadadhar also dance. Whether it is inside Kirtan or within the Sivas Thakur's house, Gadadhar is always there. There are so many pastimes, Navadip pastimes, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and we see always Gadadhar Pandit with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was very dear. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur's worshipable Lord, who? Gaur Gadadhar. If you go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan Kutir in Godrum Deep, Swananda Sukhada Kunj, you will see there deity of his, and that is a Gaur Gadadhar. Even in Jogpit also, there is Gadadhar, Gaur Gadadhar. Gaur Gadadhar were worshipable Lord of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because you are worshipping them as Radha and Krishna. Gaur Gadadhar. So time is already, there's so many pastimes. So anyhow, so after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu came. When Mahaprabhu wanted to take sannyas, he expressed his secrets to four persons, and one of them was Gadadhar Pandit. Then when Gauranga Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Katwa, then he came to Santipur, and Nityananda just cheated him, brought him to Santipur. And from Santipur, when he came to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar also came with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave him a place to stay in Jagannath Puri. That is called Totagup. Now is Totagup, it is famous as Totagup. That is called Jameswara Tota. Means the Jameswara Mahadev's temple is also nearby. So Mahaprabhu gave that place to Gadadhar Pandit to stay, and he was staying in a secluded place. And he was doing his bhajan there. among the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, when Mahaprabhu wants to hear Krishna Katha, then hear Krishna Kathas from Ramananda Rai. When he wants to hear the poems that is composed by Vidyapati, Chandidas, Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami, or Billomangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita, then he heard from mouth of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He was excellent singer. So he sang the songs. But when he want to hear Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, then he goes to Gadadhara Pandit. His Pandit. His Pandit in Srimad Bhagavatam. He explains Bhagavatam most perfectly. So all the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they will go together to Tota Gopinath and sit together to hear Bhagavatam from the mouth of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is Acharya on Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in this way, one time Mahaprabhu was sitting there hearing Bhagavatam from the mouth of Gadadhar Pandit and all of the devotees there, even all other associates, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Bhagavan Das, so many associates together. Then Mahaprabhu just hearing Bhagavatam and his topics they started. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also liked to hear pastimes of Dhruva, pastimes of Prahlada, different pastimes of the devotees. And in gradual course they started Bhagavatam from first canto, then come up to 10th canto. When there is a discussion of 10th canto, and Gadadhar Pandit was explaining the intimate pastimes of Krishna with Brajavasis or Gopis. So you are chanting the verses from 10th canto, 31st chapter. Hanatha Ramana Presta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Dasyaste Krupanayami Satya Darsaya Sannidam Anayaradhita Nunang Bhagavan Haririswarah Yannu Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Nayadraha. Like this very intimate, very nice verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Gadadhar Pandit was reciting this verse, and she is Radharani herself. So when this verse, she was also become ecstatic. Who? Gadadhar Pandit just fainted. And Mahaprabhu also started chanting many verses spontaneously, and also like madmen just rolling on the ground. Ko nanda kula chandrama ko sikhi chandrika alankriti ko mandra murali ravaha ko nusurendra niladyuti ko rasa rasatan rasa rasatandavi ko sakhi jivara mahosadhi nidhir mama suhuttama कोवत हस्त हाधिक विधिम. ऐसे कहकर महाप्रभु पूरा दोनों हाथ कैसे घुमाते रहे, प्रेम में विवल होकर है रो रहे थे. ऐसे ही हटाते से हाथ को चारों साइड घुमाते घुमाते एक जगह में हाथ ऐसा ही स्थिर कर रह गया और स्तब्ध हो गए महाप्रभु, शांत हो गए. तो सब भक्त लोग में है, क्या हुआ? महाप्रभु सबको इंगित किए कि स्थान को सफाई करो, बालों को सब साइड करो. जब सभी भक्तों लोग ने मेल कर पर बालू को जहां पर महाप्रभु हाथ रखे थे वहां से बालू को थोड़ा साइड किए, देखे कि किस का है ऊपर भगवान श्री कृष्ण की है मस्तक का है ऊपर का अंश, ऐसे कुछ दिखाई पड़ा. तो उन्होंने बड़े आग्रह के साथ जब खुदाई की, इसको स्थान को पूरा खुदाई कर लिए, तीन विग्रह निकाले है, कृष्ण, राधा रानी और ललिता. लेकिन तीनों ही काले हैं, कृष्ण भी काले हैं, राधारानी भी काले हैं और ललिता भी काले हैं, क्योंकि राधारानी कृष्ण की भावना में इतनी भावित है, भाव कृष्ण के चिंतन करते करते इतनी ललिता इतनी महाभाव स्तर में आ गए कि वो कृष्ण के वर्ण को स्वीकार कर लिए. कैसे? काले. ये केवल तोटा गोपीनाथ में है कृष्ण राधारानी काले, ललिता भी काले, और दोनों स्टैंडिंग कैसे बांसुरी धारने की पोज में, बांसुरी धारण करने की पोज में ही खड़े हुए. तो ये तीनों विग्रह प्रकट हुए और तभी महाप्रभु ने कहे, देखो तुम्हारे भागवत को सुनकर, तुम्हारे हाँ मुख से भागवत की रिसाइटेशन को सुनकर अब कृष्ण स्वयं प्रकट हो गए हैं गोपीनाथ. तो महाप्रभु ने नाम क्या रखा? गोपीनाथ. उनके नाम आज भी कहते थे, आज उनको कहते तोटा गोपीनाथ। महाप्रभु क्या नाम रखा था? गोपीनाथ, क्योंकि तोटा में रहते हैं, बगीचे में रहते हैं, तो इसलिए उनको कहते तोटा गोपीनाथ भी कहते हैं, और साथ में राधा रानी और ललिता। इस प्रकार गदाधर पंडित उनकी सेवा करते थे, किनकी? गोपीनाथ और साथ में राधा रानी और ललिता। तो इस प्रकार उनकी सेवा करके बड़े प्रसन्न होते, लेकिन जब आस्ते आस्ते वृद्ध हो गए, गदाधर पंडित वृद्ध हो गए, और उस विग्रह बहुत लंबे थे, 7 फुट के ऊंचे थे गोपीनाथ, और ये से हाथ बढ़ाकर उनको माला फड़ा पहनाना बड़ा दिक्कत होता था। तो गदाधर पंडित से सेवा लेने के लिए वो क्या हुए, बैठ गए। आज देखो जैसे बैठे हुए जाओगे तो हैं पद्मासन में बैठे हुए, पूरे दुनिया में कोई ऐसा बैठने वाला कृष्ण क्या विग्रह कहीं दिखाई नहीं देते हैं, बैठे हुए। गदाधर पंडित की सेवा ग्रहण करने के लिए गोपीनाथ बैठ गए, कि वो स्वयं कृष्ण ही है, महाप्रभु इनको प्रकट कराए, और वो महाप्रभु से अभिन्न है, है? वो स्वयं गोपीनाथ, क्योंकि गौरांग महाप्रभु अपने लीलाओं को जो स्मरण किए तो अंतिम में नित्रलय में प्रवेश किए, तो उन्हीं की जानू में, उन्हीं की गंगा में प्रवेश किए, किनके? गोपीनाथ की। वहां पर थोड़ा क्राक है गोपीनाथ जटी में, पुजारी लोग देखा था कि यहीं पर महाप्रभु ने सूक्ष्म रूप धारण करके प्रवेश कर गए थे, किसमें? गोपीनाथ में समा गए, कि गौरांग महाप्रभु और गोपीनाथ में कोई अंतर नहीं है। लेकिन फिर भी महाप्रभु का और नहीं गौरा महाप्रभु के प्रति जो गदाधर पंडित का प्रेम है वो उससे श्रेष्ठ है, गोपीनाथ के प्रेम से भी श्रेष्ठ था, क्योंकि महाप्रभु जब संन्यास ने कोई वृंदावन गस्त में जाना चाहते थे, वो अकेले जाना चाहते थे, कौन? गौरांग महाप्रभु। तभी उन्होंने गदाधर पंडित को कहे कि तुम नहीं जाना, तुम इधर ही रहो, गोपीनाथ की सेवा करो, है? और तुम यही रहो, तुमको नहीं जाना। लेकिन गदाधर पंडित माने नहीं, है? कहे कि तुम क्षेत्र संन्यास लिए हो, तुम प्रतिज्ञा लिए हो, जगन्नाथपुरी क्षेत्र छोड़ के नहीं कहीं नहीं जाऊंगा बाहर। दो प्रकार के संन्यास होता है, एक परिवराज का आचार्य भ्रमण करते प्रचार करते, दूसरा क्षेत्र संन्यास, जैसे गोस्वामी लोक में भी थे और गदाधर पंडित भी क्षेत्र संन्यास लेके रखे थे। तो कहे कि गोपीनाथ की सेवा, क्षेत्र संन्यास का जो आपका नियम को पालन करो, गोपीनाथ की सेवा करो, गोपीनाथ की सेवा मेरा सेवा से भिन्न नहीं है। लेकिन गदाधर पंडित माने नहीं, उसके पीछे पीछे चलते रहे, है? चलते रहे। महाप्रभु कहने पर उन्होंने कहे कि जहां तुम से ही नीला चल क्षेत्र संन्यास मर जाऊ कर सातल, यार तुम जा आप जा रहे थे वही मेरे लिए निराचल है, मैं इसलिए क्षेत्र संन्यास लिया था क्योंकि आप इधर रहने के लिए आए थे, माताजी की सच्ची माता के निर्देशन के अनुसार आप पुरी में रहना चाहते थे, इसलिए आपके साथ में रहने के लिए मैं क्षेत्र संन्यास लिया था, जहां आप रहते वही निराचल है मेरे लिए, है? मेरा क्षेत्र संन्यास रसातल में जाए, मैं आपके साथ में चलूं। भागे गौरांग के पीछे भागने लगे। तो महाप्रभु ने कह के देखो गोपीनाथ की सेवा तो नहीं, गोपीनाथ की सेवा मेरे आपका ही सेवा है, मेरे लिए गोपीनाथ का सेवा है, मैं जानता हूं आप कौन है और गोपीनाथ कौन है। तो ऐसे देखकर बड़ा ये कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी इसलिए कहते कि पंडितेर गौर प्रेम बुझान ना जाए कृष्ण सेवा क्षेत्र संन्यास छाड़ी ल तृण पाय तृण प्राय कौन समझ हु कैन और हु कुड अंडरस्टैंड द फीलिंग्स ऑफ गदाधर पंडित फॉर गौरांग महाप्रभु। वो विदिन ए सेकेंड ही गेव अप हिज क्षेत्र संन्यास भाव एंड हिज सर्विस फॉर गोपीनाथ, ही स्टार्टेड रनिंग आफ्टर गौरांग महाप्रभु। आफ्टर ऑर्ड ही कम अप टू महानदी कटक, फ्रॉम पुरी अप टू कटक ही कैम, बट व्हेन गौरांग महाप्रभु जस्ट राइड ऑन ए बोट रिटोल्ड गदाधर दिस इज माई ऑर्डर, इफ यू हैव लव फॉर मी देन यू टू फॉलो माई ऑर्डर, रिटर्न बैक टू पुरी। व्हेन महाप्रभु टोल्ड इन ए वेरी स्ट्रांग वर्ड ही इमीडिएटली फेंटेड देयर, फॉल डाउन ऑन द ग्राउंड। अदर डिवोटीज आफ्टर सम टाइम्स पैसिफाइंग हिम ब्रॉट बैक टू पुरी। सो देयर इज सो क्लोज रिलेशन बिटवीन गौरांग महाप्रभु एंड गदाधर पंडित। एंड वन टाइम नित्यानंद प्रभु, मे बी आई वॉन्ट सो मेनी पास्ट टाइम, बट वन पास्ट टाइम्स आई मे कंक्लूड दिस टाइम इज अवर। सो वन टाइम नित्यानंद प्रभु केम टू हुम Tottakuppina to Godavara. Sometimes because Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, you do, there no need you come always, come every year to Puri. You don't come here. You stay in Navadip and preach there. Huh? So sometimes Nityananda Prabhu did not go directly to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He came from Navadip and came directly to whom? Gadadhara Pandit. In Krishna Lila there is no relation between Balarama and Radharani. If Radharani saw that there is footprints of Balarama, he is going this way, then he immediately changed her path and go to other way. Similarly, Balarama when he sees the footprints of Radharani, then he Balarama also changed his way. He will walk in other way. But in this pastime, who is Balaram? Nityananda is Balaram and Gadadhara is Radharani, but there is very sweet relation between two. So when one time Nityananda Prabhu came directly to Tottakuppinath, to Gadadhara Pandit, seeing the Gadadhara Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, they both become ecstatic. They lost their external consciousness. They just embrace each other, they pay obeisance to each other, then they embrace each other, they're just rolling on the ground. Bahya jnana nahi dui prabhu ra sarire, dui prabhu bhase aji ananda sagare, heno se haila prema bhakti ra prakas, dekhi chaturjige padi kande sarvadas, ki adbhuta prema nityananda gadadhare. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, what a such ecstatic relationer. Loving relation between Nityananda and Gadadhar. All other their disciples, other devotees, they're surrounding. They are all crying. Seeing such ecstatic love, loving relation between Nityananda and Gadadhar. Then Nityananda Prabhu brought some tandula, means rice, uncooked rice, some rice, and very nice quality rice. And one new cloth for Gopinath. He told Gadadhar, I brought this cloth for Gopinath and this rice also I brought from Bengal. This is very special rice. So it's not like basmati rice nowadays. There's no smell, no, but this some special rice is still there. Even the kheer of Gopinath, in Kirchor Gopinath, this rice is different. This very special. Smell is there. So Nityananda Prabhu told, this rice you can cook for Gopinath. And this cloth can you offer to Gopinath also. Dress Gopinath with this cloth. Gadadhar Pandit become very happy. So he cooked rice with Nityananda Prabhu, brought the rice, the special rice. And he also dressed Gopinath very nicely with this cloth that Nityananda Prabhu brought. Then after rice was boiled, rice was cooked, then he just collected some saag nearby grounds and some imli leaves, turmeric leaves, and he made some saag and some chutney from imli leaves. So saag and chutney and rice he offered to Gopinath. Then now they both of them are getting ready for taking Mahaprasad. Then Gadadhara Pandit put two leaf plates, banana leaf. Now banana leaf plates, then both he divided the prasad in two plates, saag and chutney and rice. But he has such a good smell because this is cooked by Gadadhara Pandit, incarnation of Radharani and Balarama and Gadadhara, though sitting there, Nityananda sitting. So Mahaprabhu that time he came to see, because every day he come to ocean for taking bath. When he was taking bath, now Mahaprabhu, being omniscient, he could understand that now what is going on there in Gadadhara Pandit's place. And immediately started running from ocean. After taking bath, he just started running, come directly to Gadadhara Pandit's place, Tottakuppinath. Then it started, become ecstatic, and he told, oh Gadadhara Pandit, what you are doing? You did not invited me. You both eating. I did not know an invitation for me. They both looking into him, Mahaprabhu, they are laughing. Who? Nityananda and Gadadhar. Mahaprabhu told, Kena Gadadhara, Ami ki na hai ni mantra ne ra bhitara. Gadadhar, I have not included in your invitation. Or it is. So, Ami to tomar dui hoite bhinna nai na deleva tomara bolete amilai. I am not included within both of you, Gadadhar. If you will not give me, I can snatch it by force and eat it. Nityananda drabya gopi nathera prasada tomara randhana mora ithe ache bhaga. Nityananda drabya gopinathara prasad tomara randhan और मोरो इथे आछे भाग. महाप्रभु ने कहे कि देखो ये जो चावल कौन लाए था, ये नित्यानंद के द्रव्य है. नित्यानंद प्रभु ब्रॉट दिस राइस फ्रॉम नवदीप धाम एंड गोपीनाथ रा प्रसाद. यू कुक इट एंड इज ऑफर्ड टू गोपीनाथ एंड यू आर द कुक. सो आई हैव सम I am claiming prasad from this. This particular prasad also belongs to me. You must invited me. This is my. I have also. I must get some person from this prasad. So hearing this, then again both are laughing. Gadadhar and Go Nityananda. Then they brought another banana plate. Then they divided all prasad. Three plate. Then three of them. Gauranga, Gadadhar and Nityananda, they took the Mahaprasad very nice. They are in ecstatic mood, they are eating Mahaprasad and tears are flowing from their eyes. Mahaprabhu was telling Gadadhar, you know such how you cooked this prasad is so so tasty. I think you are also cooking in spiritual world. I think you are also cooking spiritual world for Krishna. You are cooking here, but you are also cooking there in spiritual world for Krishna, because he is Radharani's incarnation. So in this way there is some joking and they are laughing, talking. So there is such close relation between Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. One time Ballabhacharya, now known as, he went, after he is composing his special commentary on Bhagavatam, Subodhini Tika, then he came to Puri. He wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear his commentary. But Mahaprabhu was not refusing. No, I don't want to hear this commentary. Because Ballabhacharya was telling that my commentary is better than even Sridhar Swami. That's why Mahaprabhu was telling, Sridhar Swami te ne Sridhar Swami ku ame guru karimani. Yes, Sridhar Swami ku me swen. I am considering Sridhar Swami as my spiritual master. He was the first authoritative commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. By the mercy of Nrsingha Dev, he wrote this commentary on Bhagavatam. And you are telling that your commentary is better than whom? So that's why Mahaprabhu saw that this person is so proud. So he rejected. I don't want to hear from him. So there is a long story. Every time he come and ask to Mahaprabhu somehow or pacify him, Mahaprabhu never agreed to hear his commentary. And then he come to find some fault. One time told, okay, you are telling you are all in Madhurya Rasa, because Ballabhacharya was specifically he was a devotee in Vatsalya Rasa. He was thinking the parental love between Yashoda and Krishna, that is higher than the love of Radharani and Krishna. So the Mahaprabhu was not in that conclusion. So he telling, okay, you are all associates of Gauranga and you are all thinking that Krishna is your husband. So a wife should not take the name of husband. That is the Vedic tradition. That a wife should not call her husband by name. So how you are always shouting Krishna, Krishna? What is this? We are calling your husband's name. Then Mahaprabhu told, just laugh. He asked the others who had looked at Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told, a chaste woman's the foremost duty is to follow the order of her husband. So husband gave us order to call him by his name. So the chaste lady's duty is follow the orders of husband. So every time he come, he was defeated by Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his associates. He was looks like a bagula crane in the association of swans. So he thought, what is going on? But there is Gadadhar Pandit was in his place, different. So he thought he could understand now this in the all the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Who is the acharya for Bhagavatam? Gadadhar Pandit. So he went alone. Vallabhat went alone to Gauranga Mahani, to Gadadhar Pandit, and just sat down and wishing him a Brahmana, a scholar at least, Gadadhar Pandit gave him a seat. And sit down and then he opened his books and started reading his commentary on Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit knows that Gauranga Mahaprabhu will become angry when if he will hear his commentary. But he was helpless. What can he do? He is a guest, he came and he started reading. So Gadadhar Pandit Samara was sit down and hearing his commentary. Later on, when Mahaprabhu heard about this, he was just externally become little angry with whom? Gadadhar. But Gadadhar knows that Mahaprabhu definitely angry. So later on, even he said that by association of Gadadhar Pandit, then Vallabhat could understand his mistakes. Again, he was worshipping Bal Gopal before. Because of association of Gadadhar Pandit, he expressed his desire to be initiated again in Kishore Gopala Mantra. Krishna is a Kishore Krishna, who performed Rasalila with the gopis. So in this way, he told, no, as long as Mahaprabhu not give permission, I cannot initiate you. Some devotee like Bhagavan Acharya, he invited Gauranga Mahaprabhu for prasadam. So Mahaprabhu sent some devotee to go and bring Gadadhar Pandit to this place. We will eat together. Gadadhar Pandit was crying. He did not want to come front of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He considered himself as an offender. Because he heard the commentary of Vallabhata. Some devotee went there and he brought Gadadhar Pandit. Suru Damdar went and he brought Gadadhar Pandit to that invitation. Then Vallabhata invited to Mahaprabhu and he accepted this invitation. After knowing that Mahaprabhu, that now Vallabhata's mind is changed. So then Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave permission that Gadadhar Pandit could initiate whom? Vallabhata, and teach him how to worship Krishna in Madhurya Rasa, in conjugal love. So in this way, so many pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit. So in sum total, you can see Gadadhar Pandit is so close to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he was always in his left side, like just like Radharani in left side of Krishna, and Gadadhar Pandit is always in left side of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Narottam Das Thakur says, Dhana moro Nityananda, Pati moro Gaurachandra, Prana moro Jugala Kishwara, Advaita Acharya Bala, Gadadhara moro Kula, Narahari Bilasai moro. Gadadhara moro Kula. मैं उसी वंश से आया हूं. कौन सा वंश में? गदाधर मरोकुल. क्योंकि लोकनाथ गोस्वामी वाज द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑफ गदाधर पंडित एंड लोकनाथ गोस्वामी वाज डिसाइपल ऑफ गदाधर पंडित. गदाधर पंडित डिसाइपल वाज लोकनाथ गोस्वामी एंड लोकनाथ गोस्वामी डिसाइपल वाज नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर. इन दिस वे ही वाज टेलिंग गदाधर मरोकुल, आई एम कमिंग फ्रॉम दिस परंपरा ऑफ गदाधर पंडित. So many other pastimes, so I am stopping here because it is already going to 9:30. So any question or comment? I just briefly told about Gadadhar Pandit. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Hare Krishna. Gantarasya Mad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Gadadhara Pandit Abhirbha Maha Mahotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.